I want you to look at one of the most important verses in the New Testament. In chapter 15, here's what James says, verse 19. It is my judgment then that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. James, who was circumcised, who lived in a land of circumcision, said, I get it. I understand your pain. I know this is outside your comfort zone. But the mission has got to trump our tradition. And every generation of the church must make that same decision. That we are not going to make it difficult for people to turn to God. Amen. And we do that by keeping the message of grace in the right place. By making sure that we are preaching a gospel of unlimited grace. But what happens is we tend to limit grace. We don't mean to, but it happens. We limit grace first when we focus on the insider over the outsider. Just like they were tempted to do in Acts 15. You see, most churches are birthed out of a genuine passion to see lost people come to Christ. But the church grows. And the need to care for and take care of the people who are in the church increases. And almost inevitably, the passion for the outsider wanes. Because the needs of the insiders have become so large. You know what? Let me just put it more blunt than that. Lost people don't send me emails. You know what I mean by that? When people send me emails who are concerned about church, they're insiders. And I don't mean their emails are bad or ugly or that I don't want them. I just mean lost people don't write and say, this makes it hard for me to come to God. And so inevitably, leaders and elders and pastors start focusing on who they do hear from. And without even realizing it, our focus has come on the insider and not the outside. Let me explain it this way. If you've ever watched soccer, you know there's a thing called the penalty kick or the free kick. They put that ball down just 12 yards from the net, and that's 24 feet wide. That professional soccer kicker can kick that ball up to 80 miles an hour. It's almost impossible to stop this kick. Professional soccer players make it 85% of the time. But maybe you know at the end of a game, if it's tied, they'll have what they call a shootout. Five players from each team will get to do this free kick. Now you're the last, you're number five. You're the last one to kick. If your team is behind by a goal and you have to make it to tie or your team loses, the odds of your making go down to 62%. But if your team is tied and if you kick it in, your team wins, your odds of making it go up to 92%. A 30% difference. Are you kicking to win? Or are you kicking not to lose? I get calls every week from churches. We're dying. We're stagnant. We're not growing. Please help. What do we need to do? Here's what I've learned. Almost always, they're operating more out of a fear of who they might lose than they are a burden for who they need to win. Amen. Does how I want church to be trump how church needs to be to reach those who are still far from God? You see, one of the things I love about our church, because we're an anomaly. Churches as old as this church shouldn't be growing. Shouldn't be baptizing hundreds of people a year. But one of the things I love about us is that I've seen us over the years get outside of our comfort zone and address several things that were difficulties for lost people. We've changed the name of our church. We've changed our strategy to be multi-site. We have changed the way we worship and use music. We have changed the way women are involved. And by the way, none of these changes were outside of the gospel. But many of them were outside of our comfort zones. And I tell you who I've learned to appreciate in our church more than any people group. It's everyone in our church over 70. Here's why. They get grace. Because most of the people in our church over 70 attend a church who does a number of things that they didn't grow up with, that made them uncomfortable. They got outside their comfort zone for the sake of the people that aren't here yet. So when you see somebody today that is over 70, I want you to go and punch them in the arm and say, thank you for getting grace. Don't punch them hard. They'll fall over. But you go and you thank them.